This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
InfoWars is in the middle of one of the biggest news stories in the news cycle for the last week. And I don't say that as if I'm happy about that. I don't say that, Owen Troyer, riding shotgun here with me, like I'm happy about that. I am very, very, very upset this is going on because we see Apple moving to communist China, saying they're going to merge with the government to be state-run because they can be tax-exempt. That's in Reuters, that's in AP, but they report it like it's boring. This is just sensational. We've got the other telecoms and other big tech giants saying they're going to line up with China so they can have entry into the market. So that's what's happening right now, Owen. And InfoWars is in the middle of just absolutely giant, massive censorship. And what's crazy is, I'm going to go through this today, is I've talked to some people that work at YouTube that are pretty high level. Those are obviously off record. They've gone in and looked at the accounts, and they say the problem is YouTube gives too many people access, Google does, to the people that work at YouTube. And so there are tens of thousands of people that have access, and you've got SJWs that, as an act of rebellion, just like deep state won't do what the president says, even though it's constitutional, or won't follow laws, there is a mutiny inside YouTube. Now, that's what Bloomberg said on Wednesday. That's what The Verge said on Wednesday. That's what we said. And I'm giving The Verge and Bloomberg credit because their reporters went out and actually found out what was going on. They found out what was happening. And they reported that, indeed, we had been wrongfully terminated. Blocked, frozen, the account was frozen, one step from being deleted with two strikes, and that thousands of others had. I mean, mainline famous preachers, liberals, centrists, any liberals like Sargon of Akkad were very popular, who said, hey, I'm a liberal, but don't ban conservatives. He got banned. Mike Adams of Natural News, he's still currently banned. Dr. Jerome Corsi of InfoWars, he got banned. Nothing to do with the Parkland shooting. Thousands of accounts. So, that's one group is they're saying there's a rebellion inside because they hired the Southern Poverty Law Center. You can't make that up to come up and run it. We're going to cover all this. But the other school of thought is, no, they're playing Operation Crying Wolf and that they're claiming it's rogue employees, but they're just banning and unbanning and blocking and striking people until we all just get tired and then it's a non-story because it is a big deal to have a purge. We'll have it be an on purge and off purge. You know, it's the old thing of World War One. They started going over loudspeakers, the German first. The Austro-Hungarian Empire would say, don't run. You know, we've stopped fighting. Just lay down your arms. We're not going to attack you. And then they would kill them when they came over the top. And they kind of memorialized that as a fictional account, but it was a real historical battle in Saving Private Ryan where the GI is about to kill the German with the bayonet. And the German goes, no, friend, stop. And the American stops when he has the initiative for just a second for the German to flip him over and run the knife into him. And so the smarter money and some of my Army intel buddies I talked to this morning, they and some CIA folks, they think that this is a rebellion going on, but they're doing it over and over again till we just get tired and give up. And then CBS, everybody else who admitted this was happening, they came out today and said, is Jones lying? His YouTube's up and he's uploading new videos. Well, that's because in the last 9 days, 8 days and 9 days, they have put five strikes on, four we have copies of, one just disappeared, and then we had three strikes yesterday, and I was told, well, three strikes, usually in a few hours or a day, it'll roll over, you're deleted. I was told that by a source who could look into our account, but he couldn't change it, because he was in a different a division of YouTube, but he was high level in marketing, but he wasn't one of the moderators. And so he said, yeah, you'll probably be gone at least by tomorrow. I reported that. We had three strikes. I'll show you the three strikes from internally in the control panel. But then suddenly those are gone. But then they come back for the same videos again. So, Owen Schroyer, we're going to break, but in your gut, what do you think's happening of the two scenarios? Are there other scenarios?
I think that there's that, and I think there's one more scenario where you have people reporting our videos and flagging our videos saying we said they're Christ actors, so they strike it, and then YouTube goes and reviews the videos. They find out that we never said that, and that whoever flagged that video lied about it, so then they reinstate the video because they lied about what we said.
So they're just keep reflagging.
Yes, basically, because it's the same videos.
We'll be right back.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, the United States is in the biggest censorship in its history. Not just by statistical magnitude, because there's more people alive today than there were 100 years ago or 200 years ago, but I've studied history. We're in the biggest censorship we've ever seen, and it is modeled after the communist Chinese. And Owen Schroyer riding shotgun with me here, InfoWars.com anchor and host as well, investigative journalist. We're right in the middle of it, and the Wall Street Journal met with Google, Facebook, and Twitter, the CEO of News Corp that runs the Wall Street Journal, I should say, said, we're going to start with WikiLeaks, Alex Jones, and ISIS, and we're going to ban those and set the precedent. And then within a year, there'll only be about 100 providers online on Facebook, Twitter, Google, YouTube, all of it, and we'll make a lot more money. Well, I saw that, and people had derivative headlines that said, hold on to your tinfoil hat, YouTube's coming for Alex Jones. Well, about a week and a half later, it happened. All the fake strikes. And here's the key. They are setting the precedent with us because they think that there's enough people that hate us that somehow they'll just accept getting rid of free speech. But once they've set the precedent, it's for everybody. So we've got huge developments. This is one of the biggest stories, thousands of articles the last week, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds in the first few days when it kicked off before that. So, we're talking the last week and a half since this kicked off, thousands and thousands of articles. And if it wasn't for DrudgeReport.com, InfoWars is big, our affiliates are big, and it was going to be a big story. But if it wasn't for Drudge, who for a week, when no one else picked it up, wrote about it and linked to it every day because he supports free speech, we would not have gotten this big breakthrough. So, CNN starts lobbying 9 days ago to take us down in three articles and two TV reports. We showed those to you. You can pull them up. CNN, InfoWars is two strikes away from being banned. And they said, we initiated it. We're calling for the videos to be taken down. I've talked to the antitrust lawyers. We have them. The thing is, they have so much money and the globalists don't care. They think they're going to have the company sewn up the next year before we win in court. That's why every lawyer we talk to goes, oh, my God, this is open and shut. But, see, they don't seem to care. So I'm going to get your take on that, Owen. And there's this other big news concerning Nunes, saying they found evidence of massive Hillary collusion. They're going to seek a major investigation, and so that's all coming up. Devin Nunes drops the Moab of the Russian investigation, claims there's evidence of collusion. But, Owen, you're going to be hosting yourself a special report as you're on the street covering Antifa this weekend. You're going to be taking over in the second hour. But all I can say to the listeners is this. This is so huge because you have CNN saying ban InfoWars, and then we can go into our control panel on our YouTube channels that have over 3 billion views on our channels, almost 2 billion on the main on the main channel, and of course billions others on other channels that we let carry our material. It's all copyright free to air. Just get it out there to folks. And my head spins because they then came out and had a bunch of sponsors that had never sponsored us. The UN, Nike, all these groups go spend $20 to $160. That was their biggest sponsors. And then we only get like a third of that or something. Only for like a week. They went and sponsored us on Google, which anybody can do. And then so they could all announce they were pulling after CNN called them Friday. So that's a big national headline. Look at this. CNN pushes YouTube to ban Alex Jones' demonetized video channel. Breitbart, Daily Caller, company suspend ads on Alex Jones' InfoWars YouTube channel after CNN contacts them. Now, I'm reading them because they're real news and actually quote real quotes and quote us and get the facts. You want thousands of others. It's CBS, New York Times, Washington Post. It's this idea that I'm being destroyed, that everyone's leaving me, that I'm going to collapse. I've never had the UN sponsor us. I've never had Nike. I've never had it. Suddenly, they were all this week. We could go into the. In fact, I'm checking with YouTube to see if it violates rules of service because I think it does. You're not supposed to get into advertisers' issues and how much they're spending. They've already published all this, so I can say what they published. I'm talking to lawyers tonight. That's one of the reasons I'm going off early. So I'm not going to violate people's privacy like YouTube and Facebook and Twitter and the Southern Poverty Law Center helping run this for YouTube and CNN. I mean, CNN is in my account. They brag about it. The Southern Poverty Law Center has been hired by Google for YouTube, and they're in my life. And then they run this stunt where they go get a bunch of people to spend. 20 is the smallest advertiser. 160 for the week's the biggest. They all put in, like, pennies to have their ads so then they can pull them virtue signal and be in thousands of newspapers against Alex Jones. Now, that is a scam. And they've done it, and it's next level. So I asked a question earlier to you. I'm told by our YouTube sources and the media calls me, goes, give us your sources. And I go, no. They go, that's weird. And I go, oh, yeah, the media never has secret sources. But they told us that the day before Bloomberg reported it last week and the day before The Verge got it right, YouTube apologized on Wednesday saying, we're sorry. A lot of conservatives got banned because the new moderators we hired from the Southern Poverty Law Center, 10,000 of them. And jump in any time, Owen. It's just that my head's spinning. And then they put our channel back. Then they pulled it back down. So I'm going to go over coming up the history with the actual strikes that we printed off here so that people can see for themselves. Because the new thing, Owen, since they removed the strikes again today, after putting them back again yesterday for the fifth time, is that now it never happened, Owen, because they failed to ban us, and because YouTube managers came in and lawyers said, you can't do this, he didn't say what you said, we're wide open for lawsuits, antitrust, tortious interference, unfair business practices, racketeering, they're now saying, and I've had reporters calling me saying, show us the strikes, we don't believe you. So CNN's up there, they're in thousands of publications celebrating, our channel's got one strike, then two, then three, headlines, it's about to be taken down, hooray, we blew up the Death Star, Owen. And then, when they fail, they say we made it up, Owen. I've got all the articles. I can't even compute what this is. Are they putting strikes in and removing them so it sounds like we're crying wolf? Or is it the mutiny like the people told me and what Google says? When we broke out the day before, Google said, no, we've got people mutinying inside. A civil war in Google, controlling YouTube. Or is it that people keep putting fake strikes and so it's automated and kicks back through, but our channel's not automated because it's a partner, not just a regular partner, a partner with YouTube, which they don't want me to talk about going back 8 years because they'll try to embarrass YouTube. Big deal. I'm a news organization. CNN's partnered with them. So, I mean, I give a lot of the inside baseball. I just don't leak it out there because it's private information. What the hell do you think's going on, Owen?
Well, I actually think it's all of that. And there's a bigger agenda to create an environment of thought that you're losing, that you've been defeated. It's the same type of stuff they do whenever you have to go to court for legal stuff or with your family. They say, oh, Alex Jones' family is abandoning him. You know, I had to hear that yesterday on the streets. I'm like, that's not true at all. Alex spends a ton of time with his kids. I mean, so they want to create.
I have my four children, if you average together, 75% of the time. No. No, because my newborn baby, I got 100% of the time. So if you do the math, I have my three children 75% of the time. And then I have my newborn baby. Well, she's now 10 months old. God, time flies. 100%. So what's 75 if I have the three? And then how do you average in the other one? So that's like 85, 90%?
Something like that. Something like
I have my children 90% of the time.
But that's what they do. They create this environment of thought where people think you've been defeated. They think you've lost. Oh, you've been banned from YouTube. You said there were crisis actors. Oh, you lost your kids. And it's all fake. It's the same thing. It's all pseudo. But, Alex, I have to tell you, it was deja vu today for me. And I don't know if you remember this, but last Sunday, you started the broadcast kind of the same way. And you actually said something last Sunday. It's probably one of my favorite quotes, my favorite moments ever of the Alex Jones Show. You come on air and you're like, you know, I feel sick because we're getting banned. They're trying to censor us. I feel sick. And then you go, but at a fleshly level, I want them to ban me. At a fleshly level, it's almost like sweet victory that they can't defeat us, so they have to ban us, and they're only going to make us bigger. So the more they ban us, the more they strike us, the more the audience supports us, the more people go to the Alex Jones Channel, the more people go to InfoWars.com. So it's this weird thing where like...
Okay. Well, exactly. I want them to do the right thing. It hurts me they're banning us from being corrupt and evil and working with the Communist Chinese and Southern Poverty Law Center. But at a Machiavellian level, I'm like, don't you idiots get it. Exactly.
And that's where we are right now. So they can try to stop the First Amendment, and that's what they want to do, but they're going to show their face, and people aren't going to like it.
I just can't believe it's gotten this crazy.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
They can try to ban us.
Well, I won't.
They can call us lies, anti-Semitic, say we're sexually assaulting people with no proof. They can make up whatever they want in the last week. They can try to take our sponsors away. They already took them all away. So then they have big corporate sponsors come back and become sponsors for a week as a stunt so they can pull their support. And then they spent like $20, $50, $160, hundreds of big names so they can be listed virtue signaling that they pulled away from InfoWars. They already, when Trump won, demonetized us 97% for about 6 months. We used to bring in about $40,000 a month on YouTube. That's in the top 10th of 1%. And that wasn't that much money to fund our operation total. And then they cut it down to about $3,000 a month, and that hurt them so bad with thousands of conservative libertarian channels that they went to about 70% demonetization now. But it's all regional patriots that are advertising and Second Amendment groups and universities and other organizations came in to fill the gap. But then to have them have these simulated victories, I was trying to explain to my 15-year-old son how this works. He finally got it. I was saying, son, they want to have this illusion that we're falling and if you're associated with us, you're going to go bankrupt to intimidate everybody else that if you stick your head up, and you're for the Second Amendment, we're going to destroy you. And listen, it's not just me. They tried to take down the NRA. They're trying to take away their banking. They're trying to say they don't have a right to commerce. That's serious racketeering. That's serious oppression. I was talking to Ted Nugent yesterday at his house. I was there about 3 hours. And we're going to play some clips of this coming up in the next hour. Just sneak peeks of the amazing 2+ hours of interviews we have. And I've met him before about the crowded situation. And he's been on the show probably 50 times in the last 18, 19 years. I've been on there 23 years, but I'm going to talk about that right now because Ted was telling me off record, and I'm not going to say what he said, Owen, off record, but he said on record, and if we don't have that clip today, you can play that tomorrow in your hostings. I'm taking a few days off with my children for spring break. I had a spring break. He told me, he said, yeah, he goes, I don't need any money, obviously. You know, I've sold 50 million records or whatever, but he said, I give a lot of my money to charity, this and that, you know, as you know. And he said, but before Trump got elected, they were bringing in large amounts of money every year. And he's more popular than ever. That's what's popular is the evergreen, you know, famous stars and going out and playing. That's the only money in music. And he said, but as soon as he continued to back the NRA the last year, that you talk about a sacrifice. I mean, the sacrifice he's making is unbelievable because he gave me the numbers and he was telling me about it. And sometime he said, if they don't fix it soon, he's going to go public because it is racketeering. And I told Ted, I said, you need to go public. The fact that we've done this has made him back off quite a bit, but this is savage bullying going on against the American people. And it's got to stop. It's like they'll hit you in the head if you got a MAGA hat on with a bike lock or whatever, and the media, or they'll shoot cops. Black Lives Matter or Antifa, and then CNN says, well, cops are bad, so this is justice. Some random cop gets killed because maybe a cop did something bad 1,000 miles away. This is terrorism. And when I got up here 20 minutes ago on air and I started the show saying, Communist China has allied with the big tech firms to help censor, and they're moving their headquarters over there, Apple is, and giving the iCloud keys, you read the article, to the Chinese government, because the Chinese government offered them zero tax, Remember, Trump lowered our deal from 40 to 15. Well, they just went to zero. They've made the deal, and they said they're going to help police the Internet from China, and that this week they took Easter off the calendar, a month before Easter, and said, no, Christianity's basically bad. Pull that up. I mean, if I'd have heard this 20 years ago, even with my brain, I wouldn't have believed it, Owen. This is the big push. This is the big launch to see what they can get away with. And because people got upset, they go, oh, it's a mistake. Oh, we didn't mean it. But they don't coordinate. CNN's flogging, saying we called all his sponsors to get him removed, when they guaranteed geared up the stunt of having him go advertise with no real money to run this. I mean, when you understand they're given over to total fraud, they're given over to total lies. And then you get angry, Drudge gets angry, everybody links to us being banned, so they reinstate the channel, pull the channel off, reinstate the channel, pull it off. Bloomberg calls and Google goes, no, this is mistaken rogue employees. Then they take us off again. Owen Schroyer, what would you call this period of history? Because the psych warfare chiefs are trying to make things as confusing as they can.
Well, there's never been more of a centralized control over media and content and opinion. So what you have is, I mean, there's a reason why InfoWars is the most badass news organization on the planet. There's a reason why they hate us. There's a reason why they want us banned. So you have this huge pushback and you have this huge awakening, this resurgence of America, this resurgence of humanity, but the power structure and the establishment and the centralized control cannot allow that to happen. That's what they're so afraid about. They're afraid of competition. They're afraid about somebody reporting on the unethical business practices of Apple. I mean, my God, the unethical business.
They own the worst factories. It's one thing to work somebody 14 hours in a sweatshop. That's bad enough. But compared to other people starving outside in Guatemala, you know, they're happy to be there. Because I've been to some of the sweatshops and covered it in Mexico and places. Okay, yeah, it's rough, but it's kind of what America went through, you know, 100 years ago in the jungle. T.S. Eliot, or I read the book, who wrote it. The point is it exactly 18-hour work days till their fingers bleed, forced abortions, they put them on drugs to control them, and they have suicide nets in the hallways and around the buildings because so many people commit suicide. And if you speak up, they execute you.
And then they'll give you a phone, and when they release a new phone 2 years, 3 years later, they make that phone obsolete.
Which we always knew. My phone works great, but the new one came out and suddenly it's 10 times slower. And then it came out, they make it 10 times slower.
And so where are the lawsuits against Apple? But see, that's what I'm saying. This is why they have to.
Because they virtue signal and fund Black Lives Matter and get us to all fight with each other. It's all just a cover.
This is why they have to ban you, because you're going to report on this. This is why they have to ban our videos, because we're going to report on this. I forgot the number. I saw a report between Apple and Amazon and Facebook and Google, they bought like $550 billion worth of businesses in the last calendar year or something. So they're going for full control.
And they all paid zero tax.
And they're going for full control, okay? They're going for full centralized power, full centralized.
They're bigger than the government. And Google's bigger, is in the top 10 GDPs in the world, okay? It's bigger than most governments. Okay, it's in the top 10 GDPs. So there is a civil war inside, because they are reinstating us because they realize we can win lawsuits. But that's only for now. When they bring in the full authoritarianism, it's over.
So here's a story they got. Apple, Amazon, Facebook, Google spent $50 million to influence U.S. government in 2017. That's just money they spend on the government. I mean, that's not even talking about all the businesses they buy to just make Facebook bigger. So they buy up all the competition. And so what are you, Alex? Your competition to CNN, your competition to MSNBC, your competition to Fox, your competition to ABC, your competition to CBS, all of that. But you're not under their control. You're not owned by news.
That's, again, they wouldn't care about his competition reaching this level, was towing the party line. They're upset because we'll actually read and go, it's no big deal. When you work in China, you put government officials over your company and you give them access to the data. It says that in Reuters. China, the government, is getting access to all your Apple IDs. They're moving over there. We will point out points they don't want being discussed and have a big enough epicenter to then get it out and have it break big.
Or we'll play a video that's just someone else's report saying, I think there were multiple shooters, or I was walking with Nicholas Cruz after the event. We just play that video, and they can't even stand that because no one else is doing it on TV, so InfoWars can't do it. Shut them down.
And we get contacted by the reporters from the station, says they won't air this. Will you? Exactly. We're not controlled. That's why they hate us.
Introducing Cellforce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Here's the answer. The social engineers bet that we're stupid, bet that we're easily entertained, and that we could have a giant internet DARPA-controlled grid, the web, that would control us and track us, and we'd never use it to actually get our freedom back. But they miscalculate. So now they're just flooding the web with all this disinformation, all this fake news, all this petty garbage, in a hope that people get overwhelmed with informational overload. And then they can just come in and say, we're going to fix all this for you. We're going to start censoring and stopping people that say no children died and that, you know, no shooting happened, and they're all child actor or crisis actors. Well, we never said that. But once they set that precedent, you get you to go, well, I'm for free speech, but not for those bad guys. They've won. So I got a bunch of other issues I want to get to, a bunch of riveting footage of Antifa attacking our reporters last week and yesterday and being arrested here in Austin and all of it. But I also promised a lot of news. I've had a lot of news email, and people have gotten my cell phone call, and they say, prove you even have strikes. Again, it's all about disdain for their readers. They know they failed to ban us so far. It's gone back and forth at least four times, them banning us, unbanning us, just on YouTube, them calling for our sponsors to be taken, CNN having pieces about it, Skelter, Dan Rather, Jordan Kepler went on his show, all of this. And now they just say, oh, we didn't do it. So I have to show people the actual strikes, just for the record. And our listeners are like, what do you mean? It's been all over the news. They think you have the memory of a goldfish. They say the average person has one shorter. A goldfish is 8 seconds. The average person is 3 seconds below about 30. Doesn't mean everybody's like that. You can train your mind back to not be like it. But they think you're out of sight, out of mind. So let me go over some of these headlines for you. Jump in any time, Owen. CNN pushes YouTube to ban Alex Jones' demonetized video channel. The best article from Breitbart. It has Skelter saying just a year ago in an op-ed, never censor people even if you don't like them. It's up to the courts to decide if it's defamation. Then it has him quoted saying, shut down Alex Jones, he's pollution. When they're talking about how I said no kids died with Hogg on there agreeing to it all. Companies suspend ads on Alex Jones' InfoWars YouTube channel after CNN contacts them. CNN says they're doing all this.
Yeah, why are they behind the scenes doing this? What is up with that? These people are freaks, man.
Well, then I have reporters call me and they go, you claim CNN is? And I go, I send them three articles, no article. AP called me about this last week. I sent them the article. I sat there, sent them. And they're like, okay, we'll get back with you. Thank you. No story.
You don't think, I'm sorry, I wouldn't be shocked if Brian Stelter is sitting at his computer just flagging InfoWars videos all day long.
Well, you know it's Phil Mudd of the CIA, and he says he's going to kill Trump.
Yeah, he's fake.
He doesn't want me to say, hey, you can't sit here and kill the president. So, this is just the top 10 we printed. YouTube hits InfoWars with third strike as free speech purge goes viral. Drudge link to that. At that time, we had three strikes. You're supposed to be banned. Sometimes it rolls over the next day and it happens. My source said, yeah, they're there. You'll probably be banned the next 12 hours.
Yeah, we couldn't even upload a video.
This has happened four times last week, but they said we're banned. Advertisers are pulling ads from Alex Jones' show, YouTube channel. And that's meant to get people locally to hear it on AM and FM and think, oh, I'll do the same. But then, again, most of them never advertised or just advertised this week. The smallest advertisement, $20, just so they could pull in virtue signal. And CNN admits they cooked the whole thing up.
But really, how is
it done? You go into a restaurant and order a cup of coffee because you own the restaurant across the street just so you can say to the paper, I found a roach leg in my coffee.
And then you go put the roach in the coffee.
Of course.
Yeah. But how is this not illegal? Think about it, Alex. They, whoever it was, flags the videos.
No, CNN says they did.
And then what do they say? They say that InfoWars says that David Hogg is a crisis actor, or InfoWars says that they're all crisis actors. But we never said it. And so now that's what permeates, though. That's what gets out into the mainstream.
And then that's the excuse to end free speech when thousands of other conservative accounts were banned. Christian accounts are Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. No one's even – they're just talking about us.
But it's not
the big story is – The big story is, and I've read this in the trade publications before, Ted Nugent would sell out 50,000, 20,000, 10,000 person in smaller town arenas everywhere. He's a bestseller. They told him all the three big concert companies, you denounce guns and leave the NRA and we'll let you be number one. Because people love him and they love that genre. And he says no, so it's costing him. I'm not going to say the number, but again, people say, well, he's already rich. The point is, if they can get him, they can get us all. Continuing. As advertisers flee, Alex Jones claims his YouTube ban will come today. Gizmodo. So Gizmodo's been cheerleading the day before. InfoWars is about to be banned was their headline. But see now, oh, he claims.
So when you report on it, it's fake news. When they report on it, it's...
Yes. Yeah, okay. Major, because when you have three strikes, you're banned. But instead, it just sat there. Because I guess they have a hold on the account because they know their own employees are going in and doing it, even though it's not true.
It's just
major brands express concern after YouTube runs their ads on Alex Jones' channel. And again, they've got ad buyers that put their ads in for the PR stunt. These people never advertise with us.
Yeah, I just I found a cockroach in your coffee shop, sir.
Yeah.
We have
your Alex Jones holding InfoWars at YouTube's community standards is the first step towards me being arrested and killed. Media matters. That's what they do. Yeah, first they silence you, then they demonize you, then they arrest you, then they kill you. Yeah, that's how it works.
Yeah, that's any leftist death cult.
Advertisers ask YouTube to pull ads from Alex Jones, CBS News. And the CBS goes on to say, no one's pulling in, he has no strikes. This is when the channel was shut down yesterday. Didn't exist. So see, it's next level. They're banning us, but it's not happening.
Well, it's almost like now they don't even know what to report because YouTube's going back and forth. So now they're reporting Alex Jones is banned, and then you're banned, and then they lift it, and you're back, and they're like, what happened?
He lied. He
Alex is the bad guy. Pull your ads. Everyone's pulling their ads from the failure Alex Jones. It's all happening.
Advertisers flee InfoWars founder Alex Jones' YouTube channel, Money, CNN. And they're the ones in another article running it. Breitbart documents this. They're the ones running it. And again, that's March 3rd. That's yesterday. But CNN pushes YouTube to ban Alex Jones, demonetize his video. 20th Century Fox, Paramount Network pull ads from InfoWars. Alex Jones says YouTube will delete InfoWars channel. Yeah, we had three strikes sitting there, and we talked to one of the people on YouTube, and they said, yeah, no, I guess it hasn't rolled over yet and deleted you. Advertisers pull out of InfoWars YouTube channels, EdgeNet. Dozens of leading brands pull ads from far-right conspiracy YouTube channel. They're just having a simulated victory over us. Alex Jones claims YouTube account to shut down InfoWars channel. On and on and on. International Business Times. Alex Jones YouTube channel running advertisers of brands without their knowledge. Without their knowledge. They went and advertised this week. They have PR advertising agencies that made the buys. You know what? I've got the internal stuff. We screenshot. I'm just going to put it out. That's it. You came and requested it so you could then pull out. It's like a woman that asks you to have sex with her and she claims rape.
Mm-hmm.
They came. These brands came and bought on my channel, even though I don't control it. YouTube let them rape me. Nike raped me. The UN raped me. You all raped me because I wouldn't take your advertising. You raped me, and then you say I raped you. I'm going to say it. Nike raped me. All these, they raped me. They came and advertised just so they could say they pulled out and I raped them. No, you raped me.
And this is the same company that...
20th Century Fox raped me. Expedia raped me. Now, the Mormon Church just said they didn't know they were on there. All this stuff. National Rifle Association... Now, this is incredible. Go ahead.
Well, I can actually, I'm starting to kind of see the tea leaves now that you just went down that.
By the way, the NRA has been advertising for off and on for years. They're a real sponsor. But they didn't pull. See, they also then say everyone's pulling, and then they mix in names that didn't pull. Lies on lies on lies on lies. I mean, what the heck? This is the next level.
Well, Nike's the same company that promoted kneeling during the national anthem. But Alex, I think I'm actually starting to see what they're doing to you here. It's just like the gay frogs thing, where whenever we go out, somebody has to yell gay frogs, and it's a pseudo...
You lost your kids, you lost your advertisers, frogs.
That's what this is. I'm not really sure what the final agenda here is, but they want to trick you and trap you and put out some sort of fake narrative so that all their minions in the streets, this is going to be their new thing, like, oh, you were purged from... You said you were banned from YouTube, but YouTube never banned you. Like, that'll be their new thing. They're trying to groom their street minions.
They're testing how to ban free speech.
So they'll ban you, and you'll be banned, and you'll report on your ban. You'll have all these magazines and news articles about how you're banned, and then they'll lift it, and then we'll go out on the street and say, they'll be like, you said you were banned! Fake news! You're not banned!
No, we're not hitting you in the head with bike locks, framing guns at you! We're not calling for killing cops.
Gay frogs. There's no gay frogs.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm not going to speak for hours, just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this, this is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible, and folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You know, one of the producers, Matt, was pointing out that InfoWars is a wild card. They don't know what we're going to say. They know what we're going to do. They know we're not controlled by them. They know there's eyewitnesses or reports. The hostage rescue team gave us intel about the gun running and how he was meeting with a Muslim group. And that's pretty much all come out now in Vegas. So they're scared that we're a conduit that'll tell you Hillary's having convulsions every 45 minutes. The Secret Service told us she has a black ambulance and that we should just follow her and she's going to fall down. Our reporters caught her collapsed for an hour a week before in Cleveland, Ohio, but didn't get them running in with the stretchers and everything. But the next week, then somebody else caught her falling down in New York. So that's what they're scared of, just like they're scared of you. That's why websites are getting rid of mainline newspapers, get rid of the comment sections and everything, because they don't want you interacting, Owen.
Well, who was it that reported that the real Russian collusion was with Hillary Clinton years ago? That was InfoWars. Now it's coming out. See, they can't run their little psyops and
by the way, how do we know? It's already out there with FBI investigations. And again, New York Times articles in 2015, The mainstream media used to do some journalism and some fake news to act credible. They've just gone full lie now. We only know all this stuff because it was in the New York Times in 2010 and 2015. We know about Fast and Furious because of CBS. Cheryl Atkinson got the documents where they said, ATF agents go, we're getting people killed. They go, we're going to get the guns. But she got fired. That's what I'm saying. They've completed the purge of real journalists from mainstream media. They didn't used to be this bad.
So how easy would it have been for the media to destroy Trump and keep him out of office if it wasn't for InfoWars? It would have been really easy. Who goes to the rallies? I mean, seriously, who else goes to a Trump rally and then puts a microphone in front of a Trump protester hundreds of times?
You're going to play that next hour because I was told by two YouTube executives that are more libertarian. There's really no conservatives there. I mean, I'm a libertarian myself. And by that, they're just not socially, you know, on a witch hunt or whatever. They're fiscally conservative and like, you know, having freedom of ideas. They just don't agree with some of the more leftist stuff. They told me, they said, you know what they're pissed about, right? That's what they keep banning.
Yeah.
And they said, it's people like Owen Schroyer. They're blocking those videos when Owen's average video is like 1 million views. It would have been like 10 million. And they're scared because it shows how crazy mainline Democrat rallies are. So next hour, you're going to play some of these that have like 10 million views, 3 million views that would have had more. They're scared of you, buddy.
And then what happens, too, that's why InfoWars is so powerful, is it becomes like a rock thrown into a pond, and then there's this ripple. So there's the InfoWars channel and the Alex Jones channel, and we get the millions of views on that, and then our audience takes it, and they cut it up, and they make a remake, and they do a remix, and they do a music
video. And there's no way to gauge it.
And they can't stop it. They cannot stop it unless they stop it at the source. That's why they have to shut us down. Because if we stop putting the content out there, proprietarily, then they don't have that chamber, that ripple.
And the only folks that got it right was Rolling Stone, because they already cut our money off a year ago on YouTube, and it wasn't that big to begin with. And they already shrunk it down to nothing, but Rolling Stone said, no, he's using his main channels, his feeder channels, for all the rest of the web, not just YouTube, and for young people that he hasn't gotten tuned in yet. I'm like, okay. Bingo. Who's thinking of finally something in MSN? They're trying to destroy us. And the article, you know, I think it's like a headline like, you know, the purge on YouTube is bigger than Alex Jones. And they say purge him, but, you know, you're waking folks up too much purging everybody else. It's a very evil article. But they finally figure out something that we're already off YouTube. They've already banned this all over the place. It doesn't matter because everybody grabs it and puts it out everywhere else.
And so, again, if they cut it off at the source, they stop that ripple effect.
We're just going to put it on our own servers in HD for everybody to copy.
But it's never going to stop.
We were only getting a couple hundred thousand views on those videos they banned, one of you and one of me the first. Well, we put them up on the website in 2 days, 7 million views. Last time I checked, it was 16 million views.
Yeah, if they want
to. Here's the problem. I had to pay like $8,000 for that.
But that's what they don't understand, though. It's like a double-edged sword. It's like they're sick and twisted because they do want to shut you down. So they're really sick and twisted.
But evil can only think maybe one top evil general's maybe two steps ahead. We can think 20 ahead.
Exactly. So they always go with the hate, and that's ban Alex, censor Alex. Alex, how about this? Let's make a video of Alex, and let's make him look stupid. Yeah, you're going to stab your dog at the mall.
They don't.
And it gets 100 million views.
They don't think how people go. Wow, they're demonizing these people. We better see what they're saying.
I mean, that when I first discovered you, it was I was watching the news, and I'm like, what? This is fake. This news? I don't believe any of this stuff. The FBI can't find out who the Sarnyev brothers are, yet they're CIA assets. They were monitoring the guy's travel back and forth.
And the media spins it. Alex says the police blew everybody up. No, criminal elements of our government, Obama, let them do it, and that came out later.
And then there's a drill the same day. I mean, it's all the same. They have this massive manhunt, and then they can't even find the guy. And then someone walks out into his backyard and finds him in a boat. And then they're sitting in their shoe. I mean, you know, we're going off on a tangent. But the point is, they can't run their psyops. They can't run their fake news. They can't run. They can't start fake wars. They can't elect. They can't make you elect a fake president. When there is competition, when there's real news out there. But you know what else? I think that why they've ramped it up so much now is because your impact, you used to be lighting brush fires of liberty. Now there's like, it's just like the whole place is just burned with all the fires you've started. Like all of their lives.
Well, it's hard. I don't just say this to act like I'm humble. It's the truth. It's Drudge Report. It's because I'll be honest, the other sites are wimpy and chicken, most of them. I mean, Drudge has had the courage. But now what Drudge talks about, what we talk about, is now on talk radio. They understand that we force the narrative over to reality. We force the needle way towards reality. Not that we're perfect, but we're trying to find reality. We're willing to say what really is going on. And the listeners are the real power. Let's be clear about the listeners. They're the reason we're here.
Well, what happens in 1984? Just if there's just one individual, they cannot have one individual that thinks differently. They cannot have one individual.
In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth to Revolutionary Act.
So imagine here they are trying to create a 1984 civilization, and they've got millions of people that think differently. They've got millions of people that go out to Trump rallies, listen to InfoWars, go to Drudge, and they don't know what to do. It kills them. It destroys them. They want to smash us out with the boot.
It's crazy. Here's the thing. It's what's such a good Breitbart article is that they explain. Here's Stelter saying he's pro-free speech a year ago in an op-ed. And then here he is saying, ban Alex Jones. He's pollution. Well, I don't just use Nazi analogies like everybody else does, calling anybody that's for basic freedom a Nazi. That's what the Nazis did, is they said, you're pollution. I mean, and then they banned you. That's how you dehumanize somebody. Brian Stelter says, I've never said shut him off the air. I've never said go to, you know, they're bullying old ladies at CNN at their houses, you know, go file complaints on them. People approached me about that and said, well, let's use their tactics. I'm not going to use their tactics. I'm not a sack of garbage.
Well, look at the history of the Nazis. What did they do? They staged false flags to blame their opponents. Okay, so you've got all these Democrats. They had
Operation Himmler to start World War II. They attack Poland. All those other operations they launched, the whole Reichstag fire.
So this is what the Democrats do. They stage violence at Trump rallies. They caught on video. Bob Kramer got fired. Aaron Black got named. They start stuff, and then they blame Trump supporters. What else do they do? What else do the Nazis do? They censored free speech. They censored anyone that wouldn't go along with the official narrative coming out of the official Nazi party. That's what the left is doing today.
And then they wouldn't let people be in commerce, like doing the NRA and everybody else and us. And then they blocked you out, made you live in a ghetto. And then they got you poor and under their control, and then they started rounding up a few people at first, and more, knowing how to always just push, so nobody pushed back. And pretty soon, you're in a ditch, being marched in to be shot in the back of the head, or being marched into a gas chamber.
And now let's bring it home. If you go out on the streets, let's say you live in a big city, you're listening in New York City right now. If you go out on the streets and you have a Make America Great Again hat on, a red hat,
you will be attacked.
You're going to be attacked. You're going to have coffee thrown at you. You're going to have someone spit on you. You're going to have someone attack you. So I'm not trying to make any equivalencies here. But
the left has been incrementally radicalized in these echo chambers that they claim we are, and they're out of control. Let me just say this before you go to break. Speaking of funding us, we have the biggest specials ever from 30 to 80% off. I mean, we have like more than 60 items at 80% off. The biggest sales. We have the average of 50% off on best-selling items. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. That's the biggest thing you can do is fund the operation. Operation Paul Revere ran last week through today. It's being extended 1 week. Super Male and Super Female Vitality, 50% off. Pollenbox, 50% off. Immune Wall, 50% off. Real Red Pill, 50% off. Biome Defense, the Amazing Probiotic, 50% off. True Way, 50% off. Probiotic, Prebiotic Fiber, 50% off. InfoWars Life, 40% off. Clearance Apparel, 80% off. That's some of our best-selling stuff, but then it kind of gets buried. There's thousands of T-shirts. Aegis Body Armor, Backpack Inserts, 20% off. And you checkmate them when you financially support us. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. All right, I want to get into the next big shoe to drop. Nunes has come out and said, we found evidence of Hillary and real Russian meddling, and there's almost a total news blackout. That's coming up. Second hour. Stay with us.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.